Okay. We'll call the meeting to order February 18th, 2025 at 7:02 p.m. Is there any additions to the agenda?
No.
If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I move the agenda for February 18th, 2025.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor? And that is carried. Special guest, does Sheila, do you want to speak tonight?
No, thank you. I'm just here to observe.
Okay. So then we will go on to the minutes of the January 21st council meeting. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any errors or omissions on that?
I didn't see any.
Okay. If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I will make a motion to approve the minutes from January 21st.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Not all those in favor. And that is carried. Let's kind of switch back. Sorry.
Public Works.
Public Works. Okay. Is there any discussion on the Public Works? I just had one.
I have one too.
Okay, you go ahead, Doug.
Took sewer acid. That's just to clean out a, like someone had a plugged drain?
Yes, somebody had a plugged drain and they have a backflow preventer on it, so he couldn't snake it, so he gave them the stuff to kind of eat it away. And then he actually went back to the same place on the 7th, and that's who he snaked. I guess they got some sort of a tool to hold open the backflow preventer so he could get the snake down there.
Well, is that right?
I guess, yes.
So. And then
so did they get that?
The homeowner provided that. Yeah.
And then this one for the quotes, we can totally ignore that, right? On the tractor?
No, we still can't totally ignore that. We'll discuss that later.
Okay.
That's still an issue. But yeah, that's what he was doing that day.
Go ahead, Kim.
I just had some questions about the fluorine monitor. Like, I thought it was all fixed, but I see there's a few times on his report where he's adjusting or tinkering with.
Yes. My understanding is that it needs to be calibrated to the chlorine sample level that comes out of the sink in the water plant on a weekly basis, more or less, to make sure that the chlorine analyzer is reading the same. And Samson has not been doing that. They don't touch it at all, I don't think. So Scott's gone in there, like, a few times, I guess, and seen that it's either leaking, not pumping, or not reading accurately. And to the point where, like, our chlorine is normally at between 0.36 and 0.4, somewhere in there. I think it's milligrams per liter. And he went in... I can't think of the date. It was about 2 weeks ago, and Samson was there at the same time, and they were pulling readings of 0.9, so it was three times more chlorine in the system than there should have been, and the analyzer was still reading at 0.4 or whatever, but the actual readings were 0.9. So the calibration hadn't been done for so long that the pump was pumping too much chlorine in there because it wasn't reading properly. So we went through a bunch of chlorine between January 1st and February, I don't know, the 7th, somewhere around there. And then Scott calibrated it, and I've been watching it on SCADA, and it's just slowly creeping its way down. So it's not anywhere that's dangerous or anything like that. It's just more wasteful. Yeah, it's just overkill. So.
Okay. Because I thought, like, they were tinkering with it before Samson, and that's why the alarms kept going off.
The alarms were going off because when the pumps would switch, they go automatically from one to the other at 5:09 in the morning, every fourth or fifth day or something, and whatever water was in the line when the pump kicked on would go through the analyzer, and it would be a lower chlorine level than the rest of the water, so it would be this, yeah, just a downward spike for a second or two, and that would set off the alarms. So okay. That's been sort of alleviated. They're swapping the pumps back and forth more regularly, but you can still see on the graph that it does bump down at 5:09 every time the pumps switch over. So,
okay.
But we've had high enough chlorine level right now that it's not dropping below the alarm level, so I don't know if they've totally fixed that problem with the pumps or if it's just because their chlorine is high enough that it's not causing issues.
Okay. Okay. Those are my questions.
Okay.
Any questions on Public Works? Okay, we'll go on to admin report. How was that audit training that you guys got with the county and the other villages?
It was incredible. He was fantastic. So Heather and I both attended all three sessions. The third one was more on tangible capital assets and stuff, so it didn't really have much to do with her job description or anything, but she participated and watched it and everything.
Which won't hurt.
No. And Mark actually is helping me get my year-end numbers in line because my starting numbers didn't match the auditor's numbers from the 2023 year-end because there was just a few discrepancies, so he's got a nice little spreadsheet that he's made up for me and showing me all the stuff that we need to do to fix it and then fix our year-end stuff so that it all will be able to be sent to the auditors with hopefully less issues this year.
Well, it will be cleaner. And what did he think about all those recommendations that BDI had?
I met with him and Nels back in December, and they did agree with a few of them, like the one that I still haven't set up because I think it's going to take me a whole day, like I almost have to come in on a Monday, I think, to do it, is the double checking of everything when it goes through the bank. So any payments or any transfers or anything like that need to have a second signer before they can be submitted through the bank to be paid. And our bank lady sent me the PDF file to work through it on my own. It's like 112 pages long. She said to call customer support and we could walk through it, but customer support with ATB takes hours to get through on, so I just have not done it yet, but it is on my list. So
okay. So those are my questions. I just was curious on the audit stuff if that would help.
Yes.
You guys found a benefit.
Definitely. And that was the other thing Mark said, is that most of the stuff that we had issues with is just lack of knowledge. So the more training and the more knowledgeable we get about the processes and what's expected of us, then the better it should be. So he didn't see the need to be hiring out for an accountant or any more specialized work. That's kind of, I think, part of the reason he came up with this training was because we're not the only ones in these situations that don't know, we don't have that expertise at the CAO level at the villages, right? So.
And he can't afford $120,000 for an account.
No, it just doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone else have questions for Kelly?
No.
On her report, Sue?
I'm good.
Okay, can I have a motion then to accept those as information?
I move that we accept both of Public Works and the administrative report.
Okay. All those in favor? And that is carried. Correspondence.
I sent out the RCMP report, quarterly report, to you guys. I just got it late this afternoon, so I forwarded that on, but that's pretty much all we've got.
Pretty amazing how much it's gone down in 2024 compared to 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Holy dynamite.
You see a lot more presence in Carmengay. I don't know about other places, but I don't know if we're that much more special or...
Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing.
Yeah. I always want to see them go by. Okay. Financial reports.
These are a lot more abbreviated than normal just because it's the first month of the year, so there's no comparatives in there, and there's no budget. So I know you like your budget numbers, so they're not in there. I'm sorry.
I can't see my percentages to see where we're at. I did have a question about the MasterCard and what all the charges were.
Okay.
Are those like year fees, or do you know?
I can grab it. I got it right here, actually.
It just seemed higher than normal.
I think we do pay the lawyer fees through the MasterCard.
Okay.
So some of that is legal fees, I believe.
That would make sense then.
Yeah.
I remember the first year. I looked at our first month and it was like $10,000 in wages.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So we had about $323 in like public works kind of stuff. And then we did buy a bunch of stamps at the end of December because they were going up. So we spent over $500 on stamps, $90 for Microsoft. That's just our monthly fee for our email and Word and stuff like that. I had to buy a new battery for $47 for my laptop, which actually doesn't even seem to be working that much better. And GoDaddy, we renewed our domain name for $46. So there are no legal fees on that one.
Well, 500 in stamps makes.
Yeah. That is actually, sorry, that's the summary of the $1,027 for the end of January.
Okay.
I don't have the statement for February yet. I just took that off of our online banking of what the balance owing is. I do believe that some of that is legal fees, though. So I can pull that if you want.
That's okay.
Okay.
I didn't realize legal fees came off the credit card, but so that would make sense then.
Yeah, they let us pay it that way, so that's what Heather does.
Okay.
Saves us a bit of a fee, I think, from an EFT transfer, so that's what she
says. Are all the questions?
Sorry, you cut out?
That's all the questions I had. Everything else looked okay to me.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Nope, I didn't. Actually, didn't go over the budget real good.
Okay.
On the water meters, are we getting down to all of them installed?
We still have more.
Four?
Five or six, I think, still left to do.
Any other questions on financials?
No, I'm good.
Okay. If not, can I have a motion to approve the financials as presented?
I will move to approve the financials as presented.
Okay. All those in favor? And that is carried. Okay. Moving on to old business. Take it away, Kelly.
All right. The LGFF grant. We still have not received our grant funding for 2024. We have two SFEs that are still being debated amongst our auditor and the grant person. She talked to me on Friday and said she was going to call Will directly and just say, I need a one-line email that says this. And I said, all the power to you, because I've tried. So I'm waiting to hear back from her on that. I did email McNally last week and got confirmation that we are still slotted in on their work list for the spring. So that's sidewalks, asphalt repairs, and crack filling. I'm going to re-message them and just make sure the prices are going to stay the same as what they quoted us last year. I would hope that they would honor that just because they ran out of time.
Canceling that one, the real tiny crack?
I don't know. We can might have to wait until spring and go back and look and see. There might be more.
Was tree pruning, tree doing?
He's supposed to be coming sometime between January 1st and March 31st. Okay. So he came out to chop that one tree down in the heavy wind there a couple weeks ago.
There was supposed to be stuff along Altavista,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, he's still, when he was out, he did say that that's still on his list. So I don't know quite how he schedules things, but he knows we need it done. So I'm hoping he'll be contacting us soon. So that's where that stands. The year-end audit. So our audit prep course is done. On Mark's advice, I requested our audit be bumped back to March 17th. They were a little bit hesitant to do that just because it's quite close to the deadline of April 30th. So we have to have all of our ducks in a row, which I think we should have. So that's, they're coming out Monday to Wednesday. So if it's all right with everyone, I will come in on the Monday just by myself and just do whatever they pull, anything that they need that day, and answer any questions. And then Heather can kind of deal with them on her side of things on Tuesday, and then we'll wrap it up with whatever else they need on the Wednesday.
Sounds good.
That's good. Okay. The Alberta Community Partnership Grant. So I talked to Gavin from MPE about a week and a half ago, and he said that he'd heard that other communities have heard that they've gotten the funding already. We haven't heard anything yet, so I'm just waiting quietly and hoping that we do get something. But I haven't heard we aren't either, so I don't know if they would normally contact us and say your application's been denied, or if we only would hear from them if it's granted. So
you would think either way.
I would hope either way, like some sort of...
Why wouldn't we?
They, when MPE did our grant application for us, they asked for the full $200,000 that's available. So I was hoping that at least if we got some of it, we could do part of the mapping project for the water and sewer lines and stuff like that. So they kind of shot for the moon and hoped that we would get some. Yeah. So I don't know why we wouldn't. I think it's a good... plan that we have, especially in light of everybody crying about infrastructure and stuff like that, and that we need to know what we've got before we know how much it's going to cost to fix it. So
yeah,
I think it's pretty important. Power Plus program. So we have three sites that we rolled into the Alberta Municipalities Power Plus program. The rate is 6.29 cents per kilowatt hour, and it's guaranteed for 5 years. We couldn't put the shop, the lifts, the shop, the office, and something else. There's three. We couldn't put those three over under the Power Plus program because they're actually linked to the solar farm. So I thought that the lift station was only linked. Campground, yes, thank you. I thought it was just the lift station that was tied directly to the solar farm, but I guess it's the three other sites as well, because the cumulative energy usage of those sites is supposed to theoretically equal what the solar farm produces, because we're not supposed to be making money off of it, I guess. We're supposed to be equal.
Net zero.
But we're not net zero. We actually are producing more than we're using, which is good. So those three sites couldn't be transferred over. I did notice we got our first bill, and they did charge us a $20 admin fee for those other three sites that aren't rolled over. So they're going to credit us that on our next bill. They just asked that we just pay the full amount, and then they credit us on the next bill. And then in the spring, when they get their solar plan all figured out, if and when, I'm crossing my fingers, then they will allow us to join the program later. Normally they just block you from January 1st and for 5 years. But they would allow us to join the other three sites and the solar farm late. So wait and see on that one. And the Hort Society is actually waiting for input from the village. I thought we were waiting for input from them to give us a better site idea for like a tree nursery idea that they wanted to do. But when I talked to Karen a couple weeks ago, she was like, oh no, we're waiting for you to tell us where you want us to put this. So I don't know if there's a better spot, if there's a plan. Like in my brain, I envisioned something fenced so the deers aren't getting in to eat everything. She thought that they could just chicken wire the base of the trees, like around the bottom of the trees.
I think that's better because we start putting too much money into it, like a fence around, then that's pretty expensive.
Yeah. I did suggest the campground because I think we had discussed putting more trees out in the campground area because there's water and stuff there, but I don't know.
Well, and they had some die there, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think over by the campground with, I mean, at least you have fencing on one side.
You know what? Let me talk to the Lions Club. I will ask, because how many trees are they looking for?
Do you know? I don't even know. Okay. I don't know.
I'll talk to Karen, because I think on, and I don't know how close we can go to the tracks, but we do have water over there. And,
yeah.
You know, it probably wouldn't be that big a deal to extend those lines just out, because they're on trickle, you know.
Yeah. Well, and they just want to get them started and then transplant them. My understanding is when they get big enough, you transplant them somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, then we could even put them in between where we have them already, if they're going to be transplanting them, right?
And I thought maybe the south side of where the shower bathroom thing is, along there. I don't know what all is in there, but
I don't know if there's any. It probably wouldn't be too hard to put in. I think that's a solid line going down there. I don't think there's any trickle water going out of it. I'll double check, Kim. And yeah, that's probably about the only place where they're going to have water and. But I think they should do the wire to stop the deer themselves.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Can we add something to our agenda?
Sure.
I know it's late, but can we do an F?
Okay.
Let's talk about St. Patrick's Day.
Oh. Yeah.
Talk about what?
St. Pat's.
Did you hear?
St. Patty's Day.
Oh. Okay.
So, bring that back to March meeting when after.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if I hear in between, I'll just bring it to you.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
What next?
You want me to keep going because you can't see your agenda? Okay.
We're on the new business.
New business, the snow policy. So last year you all passed the snow policy. I have to find it here. So basically it was just created to have some sort of guidelines on when snow removal was done, how it was done, how often it was done, and like the priority routes and things like that. So I just would like some clarifications on a few things and just make sure everybody's on the same page. There's been a couple people who've come in to complain that the roads aren't being plowed when it's snowing. Like as soon as it snows, they're not getting plowed. I had the snow policy all last winter on the counter and up on the window and stuff like that. So if anybody did ask about it, I could explain the reasoning behind it and everything. I know part of it was to cut down on overtime. and wear and tear and things like that. So I just want to make sure everybody's still on board with 4 inches.
Absolutely. That's 4 inches is not too much snow.
Okay.
You know, I'd like you to check with Champion. You know, I've gone in Champion. There's been a lot more than 4. In fact, I think most villages are. They don't clean like we do. We do very good for our village.
Okay. Palliser has requested snow removal at 2 inches just because of...
But they pay.
They do pay, yes. The issue I get, not an issue, but what I've observed is that I think Scott is using the sweeper brush to clean up at the school. So he'll go up one sidewalk, clean the school, and come back on the other sidewalk, which is fine, but the rest of the sidewalks aren't being done at the same time, so I don't know if that will become an issue for anybody if Grand Avenue is getting done and, you know, Armstrong isn't or wherever else, especially when it's not the 4 inches that is in the policy. That was one issue that has come up. So
I think our policy more than compensates what you have there for for keeping this village good. What do you think, Kim?
Well, I had actually talked to Kelly about this because if Scott's got nothing to do and it's not quite 4 inches, I was okay with him going and doing the sidewalks or that to utilize his time since we have to pay him anyway. But, and I get the rationale going up to the school, sort of, because he also does in front of the fire hall and in front of the village office at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, the road's absolutely 4 inches is there's no reason that he should have to go up before then. But the sidewalks, that's, if he doesn't have much to do during the week and it, why he can't, but I know that we do have the policy. That's why Kelly and I talked, so she brought it back forward.
Yeah, because we were...
Well, I think the policy needs to stay in place, because if he can't, then we have 4 inches to do it. If he went out when it was 3, that's not a big deal either. But all I'm saying is we need to keep that policy at 4 inches, because if we can't get at it, then at least we have the policy that covers us.
Mm-hmm. I had somebody come in on Friday, actually, and complain that the road was slippery. And I said, I'm sorry, like, our backhoe's actually down, and Scott hasn't been working since Wednesday, and he's not back until Tuesday, so what you see is what you get kind of a thing. And, like, there was no plans to hire out anybody outside to clean snow over the weekend, so I just said... Walk carefully. I don't know what to say. Like, it's winter.
It also says in there that they have to watch their tires and stuff and keep them in winter condition and stuff, you know, so.
Yeah.
And the rope, it is slick.
Yeah.
And so with Palliser, they're 2 inches. Do they want it done on the weekends or is it just Monday to Friday when school's in?
My understanding is just for school. Like, they want the buses to be able to get in there and the staff to be able to get in there without trudging through a snowdrift, basically. So. And I did notice it was done today, and I don't know that Scott knows that there's no school this week, so he did not tell. I didn't see him today. He didn't come in today, so. Or he's working, but he didn't come into the office, so I didn't actually pass that along that he doesn't have to worry about the school as much this week, so.
It'll be good to go for next year back.
Yeah.
They're shut down for the whole week?
Yeah, well, it's reading week, like for Palliser. So I'm assuming the Low German School is on the same schedule.
Like, I agree with Doug that, you know, it has to be there to just cover our butts. But I've also had people say that part of what makes Carmengay special is the fact that we do snow removal and we do sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like, that makes us be us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that you can walk to the library and not have to plow your way through the snow when it's, you know, deep.
Oh, we do very well.
Yeah, and I guess that would be my biggest concern with the policy is the sidewalks, because do we expect anybody to ever clear their municipal sidewalks? Because I've put it in newsletters and stuff like that, because if it is snowing on the weekend, but it's not snowing a lot, we're not clearing your sidewalk. We're not. I don't think we should be paying overtime and wear and tear and gas to clear an inch or two or even three or four of snow on sidewalks. But if we go through the melt, thaw, freeze scenario, and by Tuesday, that snow, or Monday, that snow is packed down, he can't scrape it off with the sweeper anyways. So I guess that's where I'm looking for direction, is are we encouraging people to clean their own sidewalks and we just do it when we can, or are we going to be responsible for municipal sidewalks through the whole entire village and he'll have to get out with a chisel on Monday if the snow packs down over the weekend? I guess that's kind of my concern, because I think it's a safety issue either way.
Well, to me, if someone is very concerned about theirs on the weekend, like, I can't see someone not taking a little bit of responsibility in cleaning their own sidewalk on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We can't afford to pay overtime all the time.
No. I think we stick with the 4 inches, but my concern was during the week.
Yes.
And we have to do our own municipal buildings. So, and because we do the school, to me, I get that it's Grand Avenue and then those on Armstrong and Elmore that have sidewalks. They want theirs done then?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're saying? Well, I guess Whitney has.
I just worry that it looks bad that Grand is the only one that's done first, and then he'll hop in the backhoe and clear roads, because that's technically priority one, right, is to do the roads. I think when this was created, I thought he was backhoeing the school. I didn't realize he was sweeping the school. So I think maybe that's where some of the priority comes into play. Yeah, like the fire hall's first priority, then the school parking lot, then the truck route, then the bus route.
This, if they read this, is very well done, okay. I think.
Yeah.
Kim, are we going to that information thing next Wednesday for a village?
That's on my agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Don't skip ahead.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, then that's what nice to have concrete plan for when people ask.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's where my concern lays, is how much do we push people to clear their own sidewalks because they are expecting it to be done based on our policy, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, like I said, when it gets packed down over the weekend and then it's slippery and then someone falls and it's a municipal sidewalk, who's responsible? Is it us because we didn't clear it, or is it the homeowner because it's been asked of homeowners? I don't know.
See, and to me, that's what this policy does, is covers us because we don't do it on the weekend.
Okay.
So, and it even says in there that, you know, they should be responsible for their own on the.
Okay.
Does that give you clear direction, Kelly?
It does, yeah.
At all?
Yes, I'll just, if you guys are good with it, I'll just keep putting it in the newsletter to remember to clear your sidewalks on the weekends, and we're happy to do it during the week. If that's acceptable.
How do you feel about this?
I agree. Weekends are not our responsibility because we're not paying overtime, and if somebody asks about that Armstrong Street, school pays for it. If they want to pay for it, we'll come and do your sidewalk on the weekend. Okay.
That's opening a whole can of worms I don't know that we want to get into.
No, that's true.
But, yeah.
Okay.
What is it, $100 an hour?
Yeah.
Minimum 1 hour.
There we go.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Next one is the community information night. So my question was, should the village attend? If you want, I can go and set up a table. We can have some pre-authorized payment plan papers, sign-ups for e-notices. I can have the bylaw book there. I don't know if I can get like a full budget presentation done.
I don't know if you'll have time.
But I can have last year's budget information and just showing costs and things like that.
Those were really good, Kelly.
Sorry, you cut out.
Those graphs or spreadsheet things you did, where those were really good with that information.
Okay.
Like where your tax dollars went, even if it was for 2024, this is where your tax dollars went.
Wednesday.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, yeah, I can totally do that. The other thing I really wanted to push, and it's like the next item on the agenda, but is voter link, is to make sure that people are signed up to vote in the municipal election. So I think if we had, I don't know, I can have a laptop there or something and have the voter link website open and people just type in their name and I think their city or something where they live, and it'll check if you're registered to vote. So then we can make sure everybody's...
I think you should have something on our snow policy there, too.
I will absolutely have our snow policy.
Bylaw information. Also,
The RCMP, when they sent that thing today, were saying they were going to come and do a talk or whatever. I don't know who would get a hold of them. I wonder if they would be, or maybe they are coming.
They probably are.
Yeah, because that would be really interesting. Their stats would be something they, you know, they could show at this thing.
Yeah. I'm not sure who all's been invited. I know the Waste Commission was.
I'll check with Teresa.
Fire Department will be there. Wilson County Emergency Service will be there.
Perfect. Okay, so
it hasn't been advertised.
No.
I thought she put it on Facebook.
I have not seen it on Facebook.
I got an email. Yeah, I don't know that I saw it, but I got an email invitation just saying this is going on, so I thought, well, might be good. Good to do. Okay, next item is municipal election 2025. So Heather and I attended an online webinar thing about 10 days ago, and basically, it was 2 hours and very little information. So I think what we need to do is, like, they're basically downloading everything onto the municipalities this year. And so we need to make sure that we're getting the word out that everybody needs to be registered on VoterLink so that I can go in a month before the election and pull our list of electors. And then that just comes to the village, and we keep it. And then on election day, we confirm everything's correct when people come in and give us their ID and check in, or any additions that are made to that. Then we have to update it and then upload it and send it back to wherever, voter people, the elections. But it's basically on us to do everything, whereas before, I think the government just provided you with all of your information and everything. So I downloaded the nomination paper and candidates acceptance form, so I'll have a couple copies of that available for people if they want to sign up. We do need to pick, sorry, I gotta go onto my screen here. We do need to pick a nomination day. And I don't know if it has to be, like, right before the election, or if there's a special date that if council picks the nomination day.
Like 4 weeks before or something like that. It's usually like the middle of September.
Okay.
It have a calendar where it said you had to, like, advertise by this date, and then you had to have your nomination papers in by this date, and then...
Yeah, like it says the nomination period opens, but the other municipalities that I've seen, the nomination period is from January 1st, 2025 to September whatever. So,
which is weird.
Yeah,
because
I know the county of Vulcans is open now.
Yes, and that was Champion as well, and I think she just copied when she saw the county. So,
Omen too. Whereas it used to be like you had, what was it, 3 weeks or a month in September. Get your papers filled out and signed and handed in.
Yeah, so And it's October 25th? Is that the...
20th.
20th, okay.
Isn't that it?
First month, or the third Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the 20th. So, 4 weeks before is the 22nd of September. Do you have to motion that, or do I just pick that as the returning officer? Do you know? Like, there was a lot of non-information in that webinar. It was really frustrating.
We can make a motion that nomination papers have to be in by then.
Okay.
Cover our bases. Does somebody want to make that motion?
Sure. I move we have to have nomination papers in by September...
22nd.
Okay, all those in favor? That is carried. And a motion.
Sorry. That's a Monday.
Yep.
So we aren't open Mondays. Should we?
I changed that to September 23rd.
I mean, I can come in, but it's just...
No, I'll change it to September 23rd. Is that okay?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We need to check with elections, because before they were very hard fast on the, and we had to have a time, like it was like by 10 a.m. on.
Yeah.
Well, should we go the Friday before then?
Or, you know what, if it has to be the Monday, then I can be here from 9 till 10 a.m. to accept nomination papers. That's no problem.
Okay, I would just maybe check with them to make sure, because it used to be very rigid.
Okay.
But maybe now up to us.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's weird that they didn't give you guys that information.
It was very vague. Like, it was kind of like the census webinar that the government put on last year that basically told you have to count all the people and this is the information they wanted, but go do it yourself. However you want. Like, it was weird.
That's why.
So.
Okay.
All right. Next item is the ICS 300 course. When I went a couple weeks ago to the county office to do the emergency management review, Doug said that they are offering the ICS 300 in Vulcan from April 29th to May 1st, and he asked if I would be interested in doing it. So would that be acceptable if I was out of the office for 3 days?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I nominate Cal.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Next item is unpaid utilities to tax arrears. So we have been transferring unpaid utility bills to tax roll numbers for over a year now. It does not seem to be having a deterrent effect on the people that do it repeatedly. So I know when you passed the last utility bylaw, there was an amendment in there that would allow water to be shut off at the curb valve again for people who aren't paying. I'm just wondering, at what point does council want to see that step taken? I do have, like, on the 28th, what day was this? The 7th of February, we transferred $3,258.23 of unpaid utilities for the last 60 days to taxes. In 2020, let's see, I did a spreadsheet up here from basically the beginning of when we started transferring money. We've transferred $11,321.08 over the last not quite a year and a half. The amount outstanding as of February 14th is still $2,567.86. So those are funds that haven't been transferred to the tax roll. in addition to the 30,000 and some that we did transfer. We have one, two, three properties that have had five or more amounts rolled to tax roll. And we've had one, two, three, four that have been three times.
Well, I think we already realized we made a mistake.
Huh? I mean, obviously it's not working.
No.
Yeah.
So I think shut the water off is the only way, but can we do it in this weather?
I don't know.
But, I mean, shutting the water off is not the same as shutting the gas off. If they got no water, they still, nothing's going to freeze up. But,
mm-hmm.
Send them a letter and saying, like, I don't think we should roll it over to the taxes anymore at all. That's just not working.
Okay.
But I think we should send them a letter and give them a month to get their water bill paid up. Otherwise, tell them that that's what we're going to look at doing. What do you think, guys?
I mean, it's warming up by the end of the week, so.
Yeah.
I think next bills go out next week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those delinquent ones, they need to have an extra letter saying that, you know, this was given an opportunity to try and get them caught or help them out, but it's not working. So moving forward, that it's not going to be rolled over. You're going to have to set up your water shut off. I don't know.
And I think they should have to pay whatever they owe on the water. Like, even if it's been rolled over.
See, I think the theory behind the rolling it to the tax roll was
we're going to get it with taxes.
They would have to pay that off with their taxes. And if they don't, then they go to tax notification. If they still don't pay, then it goes to tax forfeiture auction. So I think that was kind of the long range. Because if it just sits on their utility account, it just gets...
It never goes anywhere.
We'll never get it anyways. Yeah. Whereas if you roll it to their tax roll, then, and they're still delinquent in 2 years, then eventually the village can recoup, theoretically, some of that cost.
It's but 3 years. That's a long time to hold somebody over.
It is. And we have two residences that have not paid a dime on taxes or utilities for quite some time. So
then they need making arrangements or their services are cut off, I would think.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
At this point, the rest of the village is basically supplying them with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them is seven. Every utility bill since December 2023 has been transferred. So... which is frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
So the habitual ones will send a water shutoff notice with 30 days notice from the date of the next bill. That works. Okay.
So now, with that shutoff notice, are we asking them to pay this current cycle, or this current cycle and their 2 years' worth of water?
I think they should bring your water up to date.
I mean, they can't because it's already been put on their taxes.
Yeah.
So up to what they owe now on their water, I think they have to pay up.
Moving forward, we're not, they need to be, yeah, I'm with Sue. Because like somebody who's had 2 years on there, there's no chance that they'll pay that off by the end of March.
No.
And it's already been
rolled. But they're going to have to do it on the taxes, right?
Yeah, it's already been rolled over, so we can't bring it back off the taxes now.
But their taxes are due when?
July.
May.
July.
Yeah, we'll levy in May.
So in July, we should have it all cleaned up.
<Good luck. laughs>
Except for the one.
Great.
Keep the dream alive, Doug.
You see my financials? There's like 61,000 in overdue taxes.
That is scary. I wonder if others are like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to make a motion or anything to take him off of that tax roll? Or
it won't come off the tax roll. Once it's on there.
Do you?
No, no.
So do you want
going forward?
Oh, I see.
So I have 1, 2, 3. I would suggest that I have 4 habitual offenders that I would suggest we no longer roll over to the tax roll. And I can't say who they are because of privacy, but I would suggest that if council wants to motion that the 4 habitual offenders are no longer entitled to the tax roll.
Well, I don't
transfer,
know that we should do any more.
Then that would be a bylaw.
I think that's your discretion. As CAO, I think that's your discretion. Who should be and who shouldn't be.
Okay.
Yeah?
No,
I'm good with. Because I mean, some people are hard on luck, and I'm okay with allowing them an olive branch once in a while. But if they're habitual ones, nah. They've had their chance.
Okay.
I'm with Sue.
Okay, I will make sure we have those letters drafted sternly, ready to go with their water bill.
Hey, next.
St. Patrick's Day.
Hi, Kelsey. Chick just asked me the other day if there was anything going on for St. Patrick's Day. And I said, I'm sure that the parade is going on. And I said I hadn't heard anything else. So, has anybody else heard anything else?
Well, I think
it's only a month away.
Still plan on doing the meal, do we not? Is that the village or the community center?
Usually, I thought it was the council that served it. Whether we,
yeah,
used to be FCSS supplied the
hamburger
fixins,
yeah,
and then the village served. But I don't know what it is now.
Well, I think the community center did quite a bit last year, didn't they? Because I know Teresa was helping them.
Yeah, last, and it did it. And then the library brought stuff over for the kids, and Megan brought over some stuff for them to do. Or was that FCSS? I'm not sure.
If Megan brought it over, it's probably library.
And then I think the community center bought the beer.
Curling Rink did the beer.
Curling Rink, yeah. They did 2 years ago anyways.
Yeah.
Last year. I worked last year, so I don't know. I wasn't here.
They were there last year because it was Laurel and Ashley and Sandra. And the Curling Rink, that was the thing.
Well,
I know the community center's still planning on putting it on. Because they talked about the changing it to the Sunday versus the Monday so more people could come, but then they were like, no, it has to stay on.
You cannot do it on the not in St. Patrick's Day day.
Yeah.
There is stuff in the works. But I know that the community center has a meeting on Monday, so probably more stuff will come out after that. I don't. They've reached out to other organizations for it. That I don't know.
I will make sure it gets brought up. Are you there, Kim?
Next week, yes.
Good.
I'm in Okotoks next week, not Siberia, so yes.
It's probably colder than where you were last year at Christmas, eh?
It's 34. It's gross.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I wanted to know, just because she had brought it up, and I said that I was pretty sure there's probably stuff going on, but I hadn't heard anything, so.
Need to get advertising for it again.
Yeah.
Is there anything I need to do? Because I I didn't think the village did anything the last couple of years. Like, I didn't do anything, so.
No, they...
Yep.
They usually...
What?
We noticed Kelly.
Yeah, I know. Big slacker. I wear green. Come on. Yeah. All right, then reports is our next.
Can you read out the reports? I'm sorry.
It has not been.
There was none submitted, so I've just, if you want to run through them, and
Orsk. There has not been an Orsk meeting.
Okay, Marquis?
There was a meeting, and I didn't go, and I didn't have got the, I'll get the minutes later this week.
Okay.
So
solid waste?
So we talked mostly about Sewa for a couple hours, on if we were in, and if, and... the county has sent a letter saying that they're pulling out of Sewa. So we have a meeting next week. I'm not sure how that works. As they're a member of the Waste Commission, nobody's talked about it. So with the county pulling out, I don't know how that affects, because the Waste Commission is still part of Sewa, so I don't know how one member can pull out. So that will be up for discussion when we have our meeting next week. Other than that, everything within the Waste Commission is plugging along. Recyclables, make money, metal, nothing else.
I do have one question for your next Waste Commission meeting. We haven't received any invoices for weekly garbage removal, so we're not going to pay until we get the invoices so that we have the paper trail. I know last year in about April we got a whole batch of them for the whole entire year, so I don't know if they're planning to do that or not, but Heather had asked me to inquire.
Since when, Kelly?
Well, we've paid up to the end of December because we received all of the invoices at once in April, so we just haven't had any invoices for January or February.
Okay, I'll bring that up.
Okay, thank you. And South Grove.
We haven't had any meetings at South Grove, but they do have the summit meeting coming up. It's $80, so I have to ask permission if I can go
Absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely.
Okay, I will answer them then and tell them I will be there.
Sure.
Twin Valley, I think that was... I don't think we've had anything since their last meeting, have we? No.
I don't think so. I don't know. Mayors and Reeves?
Nothing.
Okay. B-Cramp?
Nothing.
FCSS? I finally got it sorted out. I'm really sorry. I thought I emailed everybody. Apparently I did not email FCSS.
Okay, I got that today, so you can't go Thursday?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Their meeting's at 5. They feed you.
Well,
you don't have to suffer. They'll feed you.
They have a thing there that I can do it via... Zoom?
Oh, yeah, they can zoom. You can zoom it. I can't. I'm at work at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering. Maybe I'll... I was going to get a hold of her, and I didn't know whether the first one, maybe I should go and meet them all. And so I'll go Thursday.
She said she'd have a volunteer package for you, or a council package something to
fill out. Okay. I will go
to learn about
on Thursday.
Criminal record check, and you need something else, so she'll probably give you that stuff.
Okay. I will look at it. And communications, we haven't had a meeting for that.
Oh, perfect. All right. That's it for the regular meeting, and I do have closed session business. So, somebody wants to motion?
You, thank you.
See you.
Okay. I will make motion to go into closed session at 8:01 p.m.
Okay. And all...
Sorry.